T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You and I were chatting about this with college kids and all the folks out there with kids on their way to college, or maybe you're trying to pay back some student debt. This was quite a story yesterday from Bernie Sanders regarding free tuition for everybody. Jeff Stein is a policy reporter for The Washington Post, and he covers economic policy, and I really wanted to get his take on this whole thing. Jeff, thanks for taking our phone call this morning.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Well, really, let's get the insight into this. Everybody's buzzing about it. I don't know how detailed anyone knows about it, but you examined it already. Talk about this trillion-plus dollar U.S. student loan debt forgiveness thing that Bernie Sanders is talking
about. Yeah. So just to give a bit of background, as many of your listeners will surely remember, Bernie Sanders ran for president in 2016 with this big bold promise of basically making public four-year colleges and universities tuition-free. And in the time since then, a lot of people have sort of said, that's great or that's interesting, but what about all the people who have already graduated with mounting debt? You're going to just make this program free going forward. What about the people who already got screwed by the system? And somewhat in response to those demands, in part, I think, because of the presidential primary and the fact that he's competing with Elizabeth Warren, who released a similar plan, Senator Sanders came out yesterday with a proposal to eliminate all $1.6 trillion in student debt held in the U.S. That includes law school students, medical students, graduate students, students who graduated from Ivy Leagues. Sanders says that these plans will be raised and has proposed raising these, raising the revenue for these plans with a tax on Wall Street transactions. So he says, even if some affluent people benefit from this, overall it will still go way down the income distribution and really help. I think it's 45 million people who have student loan debts, the majority of whom are lower middle class.
You examined this with economic experts, Jeff. What was the reaction?
Well, it's mixed. And I wish there was a clear narrative, but some people say, experts who are more on the left will say, this is great. It will stimulate the economy. People will be able to start families. They'll be able to buy homes. They'll be able to get cars that they can't because they're so heavily indebted. Drawbacks of the Wall Street tax are really limited to, the super rich crack cats on Wall Street. That's one economic expert camp on this. And then some of the other economic experts will say, one, that the Wall Street tax could actually be quite bad for investment. And if it's bad for investment, maybe that means it's bad for businesses, and that could be eventually bad for workers. And sort of they also say that, what about the people who graduate after this comes out with debt? What about the people who will continue to incur student loan debt? And they say, people think that, the education system, higher education system is broken, and we should be doing something to rein in those costs, not encouraging them to continue to go up by allowing and helping people who took out loans that they couldn't afford to pay off.
Jeff, what's your thought and reaction to the fact that this is announced 2 days before the big first Democratic two-day debate and the fact that Joe Biden seems to have a big, big lead in the polls?
I think, my friends and colleagues on the politics team think that Biden is in a somewhat tenuous spot. He has the glow of being Obama's number two, but the Sanders proposal really illustrates how far the party has moved since Obama and Biden's time in the limelight. And it'll be interesting to see whether Biden has a coherent, quick response to what Sanders is proposing, as he thought really hard about what to do about this problem of $1.6 trillion in outstanding student loan debt. And can he sell that message to young voters who are already skeptical or have been skeptical of his message compared to older voters?
Yeah, it's a lightning rod, Jeff, because the minute we mentioned on the air, boy, we're getting responses right away. So I can't wait to see some of the things you get online regarding your look economically at this whole thing. I appreciate your time, Jeff. Thanks for taking the call this morning.
Hey, thanks, Ryan. I really appreciate it. Take care.
Yeah, he is Jeff Stein, policy reporter for the Washington Post. WCCO time is 8:27. Good morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.